The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, May 25th, 2014, is from Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 37. Hear now the word of the Lord. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question. While Jesus was teaching in the temple, he said, 'How can the scribes say that the Messiah is the son of David? David himself, by the Holy Spirit, declared, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet." David himself calls him Lord. So how can he be his son?" And the large crowd was listening to him with delight. May the Lord bless this reading of His Holy Word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 37. International Bible Lessons, Sunday, May 25th, 2014. L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, for Sunday, May 25th, 2014, is from Leviticus chapter 19, verses 17 through 18, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. Some churches will only study Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 37. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary below. Study hints for thinking further, a study guide for teachers, discusses the five questions below to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website. The weekly International Bible Lesson is usually posted each Saturday before the lesson is scheduled to be taught. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 37. Mark 12, 28. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" The scribes and Pharisees tested Jesus to learn whether or not he conformed to their traditions. In one of their discussions with Jesus, he showed them an example of where they misinterpreted the scriptures in order to create traditions to their financial benefit. In this situation, a scribe who discovered Jesus answered questions well sincerely asked him about the scriptures and God's commandments. This scribe may have eventually become a follower of Jesus. Mark 12:29. Jesus answered, "The first is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Jesus quoted the law of Moses beginning with Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Unlike their neighbors, the Israelites had one Lord, one God, named Yahweh or Jehovah. The name of the God of the Israelites is Lord, with all capital or uppercase letters, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, in the English translation of the Hebrew Scriptures or Old Testament. Because the Israelites considered the capital Y, capital H, capital W, capital H, Yahweh name of God, too sacred to pronounce. God commanded the Israelites not to worship a multitude of idols as their neighbors did. The true God is the Lord. Mark 12:30. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. God requires us to love Him, and by His many blessings upon His people, as recorded in Genesis through Deuteronomy, God gave the Israelites many reasons to love Him. Today, the whole Bible gives many reasons for people to love God. God wants our undivided devotion, a love from the depth of our being, a love that includes the whole of our personality, along with a commitment and desire to use all of our thoughts and physical strength in the service of God, as He commands and leads us daily. Mark 12:31. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, He said He had not come to abolish the law. Quote, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." Unquote. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. The second commandment also included the command to love. To love your neighbor as yourself, you must treat your neighbor as you would like to be treated by your neighbor. Whether others treat you fairly or not, if you love them, you will treat them fairly, because you would prefer that they treat you fairly. And this is God's will for everyone. Again, in His Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught, quote, "In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets." Unquote. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. These two commandments sum up the whole law of God, the moral law, so there can be no greater commandment. Matthew 12:32. Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that He is one, and besides him there is no other. Unlike many of the scribes and Pharisees, who were offended by Jesus' truthful answers, this scribe commended Jesus for his answer and recognized Jesus as a teacher from God, a position many of the other scribes and Pharisees would not recognize. As teacher, the scribe said Jesus had spoken right and truly. Therefore, we have good reason to think that the scribe became one of Jesus' many unnamed disciples. In essence, the scribe repeated what Jesus said and affirmed that he understood Jesus and was in agreement with Jesus. Mark 12:33, "And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." By his reply to Jesus, the scribe proved that he had studied both the law and the prophets. Furthermore, his question showed his concern regarded the proper interpretation of the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament, and not the traditions of the scribes and Pharisees. The scribe's words showed he agreed with Hosea, who wrote these words of God, quote, "For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings," unquote. Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. Ritual worship and sacrifices cannot serve as a substitute for love and mercy, truth, and the knowledge of God. Mark 12:34. When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any question. Jesus commended the scribe, who may have begun to follow Jesus from that moment forward, in order to learn more about the kingdom of God. To be mentally and spiritually near Jesus, the Messiah, the King of the universe, to want to share in his love and understand his purposes, is to be near the kingdom of God. Jesus told the scribe that he was not far from the kingdom of God. To follow Jesus and believe his teachings would draw a person closer to God and his kingdom. To actually enter the kingdom of God, a person would need to bow before the King, Jesus the Messiah, repent of his sins, and declare his unswerving allegiance to Jesus as his Lord, Savior, and King. Mark 12:35. While Jesus was teaching in the temple, he said, "How can the scribes say that the Messiah is the son of David?" After Jesus answered all questions wisely, Jesus asked a question that would reveal a deeper truth about his divine and human nature. The scribes and Pharisees taught that the Messiah would be the son of David. The Messiah had to be one of David's descendants. Given the fact that the leaders and people expected this to be true, Jesus drew their attention to the scriptures and what David himself said about the Messiah. Mark 12:36. David himself, by the Holy Spirit, declared, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet." Notice, Jesus affirmed that the Holy Spirit inspired David's words and made certain that what David heard, saw, and reported was accurate. Jesus quoted Psalm 110, verse 1. David personally called the Messiah, who was yet to come in his day, my Lord. David actually heard Yahweh, the Lord, speak to the Messiah, David's Lord, the divine King that David obeyed. King David heard Yahweh speak to the Messiah and promise the Messiah that he would put his enemies under his feet. David heard Yahweh say to the Messiah, sit at my right hand. David heard a holy discussion between God the Father and God the Son, and the Holy Spirit helped him report these words of God. Jesus' question might be stated this way. Since King David heard Yahweh, the Lord, speak to the Messiah, the one David recognized as his Lord, how can the Messiah be one of David's descendants yet to be born? Mark 12:37. David himself calls him Lord, so how can he be his son? And the large crowd was listening to him with delight. The scribes and Pharisees could not answer this question. Jesus' question demanded an answer that included the Messiah being more than the son of David. Jesus' question demanded an answer that included the Messiah existing before David's descendant as Messiah would be born. Jesus' question demanded an answer that only Jesus was qualified to give, that Jesus the Messiah, in his divine and human nature, was both Son of God and Son of David. The Bible reveals that Jesus was conceived as the Son of David and Son of God when the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and conceived the baby Jesus. The Son of God had existed before he was conceived in the Virgin Mary's womb, and he had a conversation with God his Father about what they would do when he came and after he had completed his work on earth. Jesus' apostles came to learn these facts, the complete answer to Jesus' question, and they reported these truths in various ways throughout the New Testament. Questions for discussion and thinking further. Because this International Bible lesson includes three different scripture texts, only three questions will be asked below. 1. In what ways did Jesus show that obeying the law of God was important? 2. What reasons can you give for thinking the scribe who asked about the greatest commandment might have become a sincere follower of Jesus? 3. Why do you think Jesus answered the scribe directly instead of in a parable? Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2014 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.